When we read the Bible, we may think that this book is filled with heroes. In reality, the book is filled with everyday, ordinary people who have a heroic God. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. As we come to the close of this little book of Ruth, let's do a final look at the major but ordinary characters involved. One of those ordinary characters is Ruth the Moabite, a widow, a woman from the land of Moab, just ordinary. But there was nothing ordinary about her faith. She had found in God and His covenant a treasure and a shield, a home and a security like no other. So strong was her conversion to God that she walked away from her previous life. She burned the ships. She didn't let what was reasonable in the world's eyes cloud her from what was biblical. She maintained a bold, active faith throughout this entire book. Her declaration to Naomi is where we see it most clearly. Don't urge me to leave you or to return from following you. Stop asking me to leave you alone, Naomi. I will not. Your God is too great. He is my God now. I am His. His people are my people. The boats have been burned. I have no other direction but to go with you. We see her bold act of faith and her trusting the word of God in that other farmers would provide for her as she walks off the front of the stoop of whatever shack she was living in to go glean in someone else's field. We see her bold act of faith in trusting Naomi's plan to approach Boaz in the middle of the night in a formal request for him to cover her with his wings and marry her. We see her bold and active faith in God as she waits for Boaz to offer herself to a nearer kinsman. Even though she was ordinary, run-of-the-mill, does not mean that her faith had to be. But her type of bold and active faith should be ordinary among us. To the world, this looks like the epitome of foolishness, rashness, and ignorance. But to the people of God, this should be the norm. Bold, active faith is what is to characterize God's people. We have the past workings of God. We have the promises of God. And we have the presence of God in our lives. So what's to keep us in neutral? Pedal down, bold faith, unreasonable faith in our Lord and in His ways is what is called for. That's what we see in this little book held up for us as a model. When you pray today, please remember Boris Lebedev and his family, our missionaries in Georgia. And also remember the FIPA LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.